What happens when the business stops coming in? Not the slow trickle that makes you nervous, but the sudden drought that makes you panic. Most salespeople discover they never learned how to hunt. They've only known how to harvest. They built careers during boom times, when customers came to them, when maintaining relationships was enough, when farming existing accounts generated all the growth they needed. Then the economy shifts, budgets tighten, and suddenly those comfortable relationships aren't enough. The phone stops ringing, the inbox stays empty, and salespeople who thrived for years find themselves staring at blank calendars, wondering what happened. The brutal truth? Sales isn't complicated, but it requires doing things most people instinctively avoid, making cold calls, facing rejection, and proactively pursuing people who didn't ask to hear from you. Here's the puzzle. If sales fundamentally involves connecting people who have problems with solutions that solve them, why do so many intelligent, hardworking salespeople struggle? During the economic boom years of the 1990s and mid-2000s, demand was so strong that passive salespeople thrived. You didn't need to hunt. You just answered the phone and took orders. An entire generation built successful careers without ever learning to prospect. When markets contracted, these same people found themselves paralyzed, not because they were lazy or incompetent, but because they'd never developed the muscle memory for proactive business development. Meanwhile, the Sales 2.0 movement made things worse by declaring that traditional prospecting was dead, that cold calling was ineffective, that social media had replaced direct outreach. These myths gave struggling salespeople permission to avoid the very activities that would save them. Add in the disappearance of sales mentors, veterans who once coached newcomers through every step, and you have a profession where people are expected to figure it out alone. The result? Salespeople who wait for perfect marketing materials, who fixate on a few stale deals hoping something closes, who can't articulate why anyone should buy from them, and who treat their phones like radioactive objects. Clear patterns emerge from watching hundreds of salespeople fail. The prisoner of hope clings to aging opportunities while their pipeline empties. The perpetual waiter needs one more thing: better brochures, warmer leads before prospecting. Top performers attack their markets even when support systems are imperfect. Then there's the phone problem. Some pretend to make calls but find endless distractions. Others dial but sound so nervous prospects can't wait to hang up. Your beliefs shape your voice. If you see yourself as an annoying interruption rather than a problem solver, that conviction bleeds through every word. Many secure meetings then blow them with no structure. Others become prisoners of their best clients, over-serving existing accounts because it feels good, while new business languishes. Organizations often make success impossible. The most fundamental problem? Lack of clarity. Leadership never articulated strategy, so salespeople improvise. But the single largest issue? Time allocation. Companies complain about not catching fish, while their best fishermen spend 75% of their time cleaning, cooking, and serving the catch. Compensation plans compound the problem, paying everyone roughly the same regardless of performance. A decade of trial and error revealed a simple framework. Select targets, create weapons, execute the attack. This crystallized after a painful experience at a tech company where passivity was policy. Wait for meetings, demo the product, hope for the best. That approach failed miserably, but taught an invaluable lesson about taking control. Think of new business development as a military campaign. Every failure traces back to one of three elements: poor target selection, inadequate sales tools, or weak execution. Target selection is genuinely strategic, one of the few decisions requiring big picture thinking. Who are your best customers? What do they have in common? Successful hunters commit to a finite list of strategic targets. They work methodically, not a constantly shifting roster of random prospects. Weapons matter because confidence comes from being properly equipped. With a compelling story, relevant case studies, and communication mastery, you approach prospects boldly. Without them, you hesitate and avoid engagement. Execution separates dreamers from achievers. All the strategy and preparation means nothing without disciplined daily action. Strategic targeting means making deliberate choices about where to invest your limited time and energy. Examine your best customers. What size are they? Which industries yield your highest success rates? These patterns reveal where you should focus. A focused list targeting similar companies creates expertise. You learn their language, understand their issues, and develop credibility through relevant case studies. Divide your customer base into four categories: largest by revenue, most growable, best expansion potential, most at risk, highest defection probability, and other, everyone else. This forces intentional imbalance, deliberately overserving accounts with greatest potential while minimizing time on less promising customers. Every target list should include four or five dream clients, monster accounts that could transform your year. Create unique mini attack plans for each and dedicate small amounts of time weekly to advance each pursuit. Challenge yourself to go higher in organizations. The executive suite houses people focused on achieving business results rather than beating up vendors over pennies. Connect with executives about issues on their minds, solving business problems and improving results, not product specifications. Most organizations lack a sales story employees can consistently articulate. The fatal mistake? Self-focus. Stories centered on company history, structure, or platitudes about our people being our most valuable resource miss the mark entirely. Prospects don't care what you do. They care only about what you can do for them. A compelling sales story requires three building blocks in specific sequence: client issues addressed, offerings, and differentiators. Sequence matters tremendously. Starting with client issues creates power and relevance, while leading with offerings weakens the message. Client issues form the sharp tip of the sales spear: the pains removed, problems solved, opportunities captured, and results achieved. This is where power comes from, because prospects care about what's in it for them. The fundamental equation, no issues equals no sale. Combine these three elements under a brief headline with transitional phrases, and you create a power statement, a one-page, 2 to 3 minute encapsulation that can be used in full during meetings or excerpted for other sales tools. Despite claims that outbound calling is dead, it remains one of the most potent sales weapons available. The resistance is psychological. Many salespeople envision themselves as intrusive telemarketers. When you view yourself as a professional problem solver who can genuinely help prospects, your perspective shifts. How you sound matters tremendously, since buyers form instant opinions based on voice. Use a casual, comfortable tone that's genuine rather than an unnatural sales voice. For outside reps, there's one legitimate objective: secure the face-to-face meeting. Start with, "Let me steal a minute," after stating your name and company. This acknowledges you're an intrusion without apologizing. Follow with, "I head up," to position yourself as important. Then deliver a mini power statement highlighting two client issues and possibly one differentiator. Stop talking and let the prospect process. The key? Be prepared to ask for the meeting three times. Even with perfect execution, prospects are programmed to say no initially. The third request is typically when they finally agree to meet. Sales success requires deliberate action. No one naturally defaults to prospecting. Time blocking is stupidly simple, yet foreign to most salespeople. Schedule minimum 90-minute sessions and treat them as sacred sanct. Sales remains a numbers game. Understanding your conversion rates reveals exactly how much activity is required to hit your goals. Balance your effort across prospects at various stages: targeted accounts you haven't engaged, active accounts where conversations are happening, and hot opportunities close to closing. Spend equal time, 13, 13, 13, working each segment to maintain a healthy pipeline. Success comes from executing fundamentals, selecting strategic targets, creating powerful weapons with your sales story as the foundation, mastering proactive communication, and controlling your calendar. The uncomfortable activities you instinctively avoid, calling strangers, facing rejection, persisting when prospects say no, are precisely what separate those who thrive from those who merely survive. Your targets are out there with problems you can solve, waiting for someone confident enough to reach out. Will it be you?